We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
Jesus said, healing is the children's bread. Didn't he?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Healing is the children's bread.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Healing is the children's bread.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Say it out loud. Healing
is the children's bread.
Say it again.
Healing is the children's bread.
Say it again.
Healing is the children's bread.
You're listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagen with his teaching, Incline Thine Ear.
Hallelujah. You remember that Peter, you remember that over in Acts of the Apostles when he went into that fellow named Annas, you know, and he said, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Same word you see in the Greek. Maketh thee healed, in other words. So this is talking about healing, isn't it? Now there's another little side thought here, you know, separate from what I'm really talking about, but round on the other hand, it's close, and I want you to notice something. Notice, because incline thine ear unto my sayings, notice that again and again, not in every case is it mentioned, but in many cases, we saw that in other scriptures that we looked at. But you notice this, that very often the devil or demons is mentioned in connection with physical infirmities. Do you notice that? See, this woman came and said, my daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. Well, Jesus said, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And in the same hour, very same hour, self-same hour, her daughter was made whole. Doesn't say a word about her being delivered to the devil. But see, the devil's behind the whole thing. The devil's behind the whole thing. It's not the work of God. Sickness and disease is not the work of God. He's not the one that's behind it. Jesus plainly said in John 10:10, the thief is come, but for to kill, to steal, to destroy. But I am come, that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. All right. Notice, though, that it's healing that she came for. Jesus tells us it is not meat to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. Jesus said that healing, now remember, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Jesus said healing is the children's bread. Didn't he?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Healing is the children's bread.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Healing is the children's bread.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Say it out loud. Healing
is the children's bread.
Say it again.
Healing is the children's bread.
Say it again.
Healing is the children's bread.
Whose bread?
The children.
What children is he talking about here? Well, he's talking about the children of God, really. Hallelujah, his children. Glory to God, glory to God. Healing is the children's bread. Amen. Well, I always think when I say that, I always automatically think of the 23rd Psalm where he said he prepareth a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Hallelujah. I wonder if there's any bread on the table that he prepared. Well, we know there is. We know there is. Because he's already told us that healing is the children's bread. Now turn back there to the 23rd Psalm for just a moment. You understand that 22nd Psalm, 23rd Psalm, 24th Psalm are all Psalms of David. You understand that David is not only a king, but he's also a prophet. He had the anointing of the king The Old Testament, God anointed people to stand in certain offices. Otherwise, what we'd call the laity and all other people knew nothing at all about the anointing or the power of God or the Spirit of God on them. But he anointed the priest to stand in that office. He anointed the king to stand in that office. He anointed the prophet to stand in that office. And that's the reason, you see, that when God would call people sometimes to do some special work, they didn't know whether it was God talking to them or who it was talking to them. Amen? Because they didn't know the Spirit. They didn't have the Spirit. And then he called people sometime to do some certain thing. Then he would anoint them to do that particular job. Praise God. Amen? Amen. And so being a prophet, see, very often some of these psalms were given for David's own benefit, but then they are prophetic. And they are messianic. And actually, in the 22nd psalm, you get a picture in that psalm of the crucifixion of Christ. Now, like, for instance, the very first verse starts out with, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Well, that's what Jesus cried out on the cross. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Amen? And you will find as you go down through there that you get a picture, actually, of the crucifixion. Then you come to the 23rd Psalm, and we're living in that Psalm right now. The 22nd Psalm has been fulfilled. You know, you might read a few verses, see, because not the whole Psalm, part of the Psalm applied to Israel, but part of it was really, you see, you start reading to the 13th verse of that 22nd Psalm, I want you to see a picture of the, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? They gaped upon me with their mouths, 13th verse, as a ravening and roaring lion. I'm poured out like water. All my bones are out of joint. My heart's like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws. And thou hast brought me into the dust of death, for dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. They did what? Pierced my hands and my feet. Amen. Amen. I may tell all my bones. They look and stare upon me. They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture. See, David, way back there, prophesied. See, exactly what happened to crucifixion. And so on. I just wanted you to see that. Now then, that has been fulfilled. We know that. But the 23rd Psalm is present tense. We're living in that one right now. The Lord is my shepherd.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, the 24th Psalm, see, in the 22nd Psalm, we see Jesus dying. We see the crucifixion. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? And so on. We see these other verses that came to pass. 23rd Psalm, like I said, he is the good shepherd. In the 24th Psalm, he's the coming King of kings and Lord of lords upon the earth. Now, he's the King of kings and Lord of lords in my heart and life and in his spiritual kingdom right now. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But, you see, he starts this 24th Psalm by saying the earth is the Lord. So he's talking about the earth. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Huh. Well, the world is not the Lord's now, and they that dwell in the earth and the world are not the Lord's now. Most of them are children of the devil. And in 2 Corinthians 4:4, it said Satan's the god of this world. Doesn't it? See, the 24th Psalm is yet to be fulfilled. Thank God the time's coming. Hallelujah. The time's coming when the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he will become, thank God, the King of kings and Lord of lords of the whole earth. Now then, right now, present tense, in my life, he's King of kings, glory to God, and Lord of lords. Amen? Amen. And in his spiritual kingdom upon the earth, of which we're in the kingdom, kingdom in us, he's King of kings and Lord of lords. See, that's the way you get into this kingdom, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, or Jesus, the margin said, as Lord. That means he's the Lord of your life. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Now, you can't confess him Lord over somebody else. They'll have to do that themselves. Because if you could, we'd all do that today and we'd all go into millennium tomorrow. Yeah. Amen. But I can't do that for you. You can't do that for me. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. Amen. And I think some people think, you know, that you can confess Jesus Lord over a whole city. Well, you can't. And that's going to bring it to pass. It's not. It's going to come to pass when he comes back again. That's the reason he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. You got to get them converted for him to become their Lord. Amen? Yes. But, however, thank God we are now, present tense, living in the 23rd Psalm. Right now. I mean, if the 23rd Psalm don't belong to us, what do you want to read it for? I mean, there's no use of reading something that don't belong to you. I mean, why mess with it? Why quote it? But you can readily see it does belong to us. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's DVD titled, Facing Your Goliath. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's CD entitled, When the Enemy is Coming After You. We're also offering Kenneth E. Hagin's book entitled, How to Fight the Good Fight of Faith. All these items at the special price of $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
It's not too early to think about applying for Rhema Bible College.
That's right.
And, you know, we do have two intakes. We have a fall intake in September, and in January we have a spring intake.
Yes.
And
it's going to be fall before we know it.
Yeah, just go to rbtc.org/ and put apply, and all the deadlines and everything are there. Actually, if you just go to rbtc.org, all the information about
yes.
Rhema is there. And if you're interested in a Bible school, it's the best one that there is around.
That's right.
Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth E. Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.